I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Shirley Griffith with the VOA Special English Program, People in America. Today we tell about Burl Ives. He won a Grammy Award for his music and an Oscar for his acting.
In 1958, Burl Ives appeared in the Western movie The Big Country. He played the part of a man who controls huge amounts of land. In the movie, he is not a nice man. He is mean and respects nothing but power. He causes problems for the people around him. Burl Ives won the Academy Award Oscar that year as the Best Supporting Actor. People who knew him well say it was really great acting. That is because Burl Ives was one of the nicest men they had ever met. Burl Ives was not mean. He was a large, friendly man who loved to make people happy with his acting and especially with his music. Except when he was acting in a movie, Burl Ives always smiled. He loved making music and wanted other people to enjoy the music he made. If you listen closely to his voice, you can tell he was smiling when he sang his songs. Listen now as he sings Blue Tail Fly.
When I was young, I used to wait on master and give him his plate and pass the bottle when he got dry and brush away the blue tail fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. And when he'd ride in the afternoon, I'd follow after with the hickory broom, the pony being rather shy when bitten by a blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone.
Burl Ives was one of seven children. He was born in June 1909 in the middle western state of Illinois. Mr. Ives said he began learning songs as a very little boy. His grandmother taught him to sing while she smoked tobacco in a pipe. As a young man, Burl wanted to teach history. So he began attending Eastern Illinois Teachers College in 1927. But he was not a very good student. The president of the college told him one day he would never be a very good teacher. He said, "Burl, why don't you look around a little? You're always singing. Why don't you try that?"
Burl Ives said he did not even go back to his room to pick up his clothing. He just went down the road and never looked back. He took his guitar and began traveling around the United States. He worked at many jobs. He also learned many songs. Songs from cowboys, songs from farmers, songs from people who worked on ships, songs from people who worked in mines. He learned songs from anyone who would teach him something new. Burl Ives went to New York City in the early 1930s. He was admitted to the famous Juilliard School of Music to study. He also got jobs in New York. He sang in small eating and drinking places. He sang the songs he had learned. By 1938, he was performing in theaters. He was singing on the radio and was part of a group called the Weavers, which became famous. He began recording the folk songs he had learned. Critics said no one had ever sung them better. He recorded Blue Tail Fly and made it famous. Another of his songs that became very popular was called Big Rock Candy Mountain. The song is a funny story about a homeless man who tells of a place where you do not have to work, where food is free, and tobacco is free. It is a place called Big Rock Candy Mountain.
In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, the cops have wooden legs. The bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, the barns are full of hay. I want to go where there ain't no snow, where the sleet don't fall and the wind don't blow. In that Big Rock Candy Mountain, oh, the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, the soda water fountain, where the lemonade springs and the bluebird sings, in that Big Rock Candy Mountain. Oh, ho, ho,
ho. Songs like Big Rock Candy Mountain could be heard on the Burl Ives radio program each week. The radio program was called The Wayfaring Stranger. It was first broadcast in 1940. Burl Ives had recorded many songs, but he did not have a major hit until 1947. That song was Lavender Blue.
If your dilly-dilly heart feels a dilly-dilly way, and if you answer yes, in a pretty little church on the dilly-dilly day, you'll be in the dilly dilly dress of lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green. Then I'll be king, dilly dilly, and you'll be my queen.
During the 1950s, Burl Ives recorded hundreds of songs on many albums. He also began serious movie work. He had played the part of Big Daddy in the famous Tennessee Williams play Cat on a Hot Tin Roof on Broadway in New York City. He was asked to play the same part in the movie of the same name. Movie experts praised his powerful performance as Big Daddy. The movie was released in 1958, the same year he won his Oscar for the movie The Big Country. In 1961, Burl Ives recorded a song that became another major hit. It made the top 10 list of hit songs in country and western and popular music. The song was Little Bitty Tear.
A little bit of tear let me down, spoil my act. Had it made up not to make a frown, but a little bit of tear let me down. You said you were leaving tomorrow, that today was our last day. I said there'd be no sorrow, that I'd laugh when you walked away. But a little bit of tear let me down, spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown, but a little bit of tear let me down.
Little Bitty Tear was followed a year later with another hit, It's Just My Funny Way of Laughing. The song earned Burl Ives a Grammy Award that year for Best Country and Western Recording. Burl Ives never seemed to slow down. He was always extremely busy. He had another hit record in 1964 with his recording of Pearly Shells. And while he was recording songs for adults, he was also recording songs for children.
It is his songs for children that will perhaps keep Burl Ives' memory alive for many years to come. His most famous are two Christmas songs, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman. These songs were used in cartoon movies first shown on American television in the 1950s and 60s. Burl Ives provided the voice of some of the animals and people. He also sang most of the songs. A snowman in one of the movies even looks like Burl Ives. Both of these movies are still shown on television during the Christmas holiday season each year. They have become Christmas traditions. Here, Burl Ives sings Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Burl Ives never really retired. He moved to the northwestern state of Washington in his last years, but he continued to sing as long as he could. He died of cancer on April 14, 1995. He was 85 years old.
It's just my funny way of laughing. Yes, my funny way of laughing. Your leaving didn't bother me. It's just my funny way of laughing. Yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be. If you see me with a great big smile at some party where the fun runs wild, if tears start to flow when I fall apart, please don't think you broke my heart. It's just my funny way of laughing. Yes, my funny way.
This VOA Special English program was written by Paul Thompson and directed by Katie Weaver. Our studio engineer was Daryl Smith. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Shirley Griffith. Join us again next week for another People in America program on the Voice of America.